Hi, I'm Beth Massey, and I'm here with Saurabh Bhatia.
Hey there.
Program manager on the Cloud Business Apps team in Visual Studio.
Yep.
Cool. How's it going, Saurabh?
Pretty good.
We've done one of these videos before.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been like a long time. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about yourself for folks that don't remember and what you're working on and what you're going to show us today.
Sure. So I work on the Cloud Business App team. Specifically, for the last couple of months, I've been working with Office on the Office APIs. You all probably have seen a preview of it earlier. If not, of course, I'm going to encourage you to go see it, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So,
cool, yeah. Mikhail came in and gave us kind of a gist of what the tools were about and the basics, and so we have an update.
So what we're working on now is an update to the tools, and that's what I'm going to show you today.
Very cool.
So do you want to kind of just...
Let's just jump in then. That's
jump
great.
In?
Let's do it.
Absolutely. So I've got VS running out here. I'm going to start off with kind of the expenses app project that you probably have seen in a previous video. For those who are just watching this video directly, what this is just a Windows 8 app that allows employees to track their expenses and kind of submit their expense reports to their enterprise system.
And Mikhail actually was showing us this particular app.
Yep, exactly.
Right?
So I think he talks about it in more detail. I'm just going to run through it just as a quick recap. This is what it does. And then I'm actually going to do the exact same thing Mikhail did earlier, but show you how much easier it is to do it now.
Okay. So just to back up a second, the tools is an extension of Visual Studio that you install.
Yes.
Okay. And then,
so if you've already gotten them, you'll get an update for these tools. They're just on Visual Studio Extension Gallery, Office 365 API tools.
Okay.
If you already have them, you can go get the update. If you don't, then you can just search for them and get the tools.
And the idea of the tools is just to make it easier for a VS developer to work with the APIs.
Okay. Yes,
you can still work with the APIs from any platform, but this makes it easier to work in VS.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely, yep. So that's a standard Windows 8 app. You know, shows you your charges, your saved reports, pending reports. You can actually click on the charges, kind of view them. These are a little dated because I'm actually using the exact same ones that Mikhail was.
That's cool.
But it's to try and prove a point, which I'll come to shortly.
Okay.
So, and then here's the actual expense. And the thing that you want to do is, say, copy it to your calendar or save it to your OneDrive, right, where you have these expense reports, but they're not really showing up on your enterprise calendar, and you just want to keep track of it on your calendar, so you can just copy it there, which you can now do through the Office APIs.
Okay.
So I haven't really implemented this, so it says implement me. Let's see how easy it is to go implement it. And I'll just stop running that there. So once you have the tools, the way the tools expose themselves is through this Add Connected Service Manager dialog here. And I have it installed, that's why I see this Office 365 tab. I'm already signed in, and you'll notice we show you the different types of services that are available to you on Office 365.
Cool.
So we've changed the UI a little bit, it's more granular. We talk about calendar, mail, contacts, my files, and user groups.
Okay.
So I'm interested in calendar permissions, so I'm just going to hit that. Click on permissions and say we've changed this UI to, it's a little more self-explanatory, I hope, where I actually want full permissions to the calendar. I'll hit apply. And what that does now is, earlier we would actually insert a bunch of sample code in there that would kind of help you get started. We've really simplified the process now. Instead of trying to make REST calls to the HTTP endpoints, that's what these APIs really are. They are REST endpoints on the Office 365 services. You can still do that, but most likely people just want to use a library, an SDK, on their platform of choice to just, make API calls.
And in this case, .NET?
Yes, in this case, .NET. So actually, that's what we've done. We've added a bunch of references here. You'll see Exchange Services. And then a couple of authentication pieces out here to make it easy for you to authenticate and get access to the services that you care about. We also have a little bit of sample code that we put in here. Sorry, this is a little small maybe, but I'll expand out the source code. And you can look at, let's pin that out. You can actually look at how easy it is to now authenticate and get information from
Exchange. It's a lot less code.
It's a lot less code. So all you need over here is you're authenticating, you get an access token from the result, you pass that in, and you create a new Exchange client object on your client that you're creating. And from the Exchange client object, I can go down here. I think there's a get calendar events task. So this was just ensuring that I have the client. Once I do have the client, I can send requests against it. And because this is .NET, you can use link.
Cool.
Right? So gone are the days where you actually have to like convert, like create the HTTP query,
okay,
the OData query, and create an HTTP client and send it there. Just use this library and write the query you want to write using link and execute it and get your event.
Yeah, because before you had to construct the JSON object yourself.
Yep,
and
exactly.
Okay.
So we're just doing all those steps for you, essentially.
So you actually have a type that's...
Yes, it's a .NET
that
type.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's way easier.
So, yeah, and actually that's a great point. You're like, I'll just take a break and like, yes, that's what you see in the tool, but I want to talk a little bit about the process on how we're going about doing this,
right?
So I think it's an obvious answer that having native, platform-specific client libraries for all these APIs is going to make things a lot easier,
mm-hmm,
right? The trouble is now we actually want to go out and support a lot of platforms.
Right.
So it's not just .NET, it's also JavaScript, for example, or Android native is another example. In fact, Office APIs are available on GitHub as a native Android SDK.
Okay.
Right. So we want to make it available on all these different platforms so that it's easy to consume these APIs. If you want to talk directly to the REST endpoints, that's also great, but obviously it's a lot easier to just use these client libraries.
So you can choose to go low level or high level?
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm more high level kind of girl, so that's really
nice.
Yep,
exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I guess we can share, we also should share some of the thinking behind how we are building this.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work to try and do it for each platform. And I'm pretty sure if there are, you know, other developers out there, they have their own APIs, they face the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have device reach, how do you go create a client library for each of these different devices? The process we are following here is we are actually generating these client libraries automatically based on the OData metadata that's available on the REST API endpoints.
Oh, cool.
So we the investment we made here is actually on a bunch of right now, they're like T4 templates in VS,
okay,
which parse the metadata that exists on these API endpoints, and out comes a library.
And it's the client code.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's not a perfect process, obviously.
Okay.
And we are still iterating on it, so that's why all these are still in preview.
Okay.
Remember that. But what we are trying to do here is make it easy for us to generate these libraries and then give people good libraries, good starting points for all the different platforms that are out there.
Cool.
And eventually our goal is that, you know, people can actually use the same mechanisms that we've used. We want to put that information out there too. We are not yet ready because we're still tweaking it a little bit.
I see.
But I think we can fairly say that, yes, it's not just us doing this. It's we also want to share that information so that you have a specific platform of your choice,
cool. Yeah.
You can go create a client library.
So you're
going to
share the program that creates the program.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
So like a couple of principles we have here is it's really this library is a reflection of the service, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a thick library that it used to be. It's essentially taking the service, and since this is .NET, we are like creating .NET types out of it so
right.
that you get the .NET benefits. Now, the other things that I don't think I'll have time to show you today, but will be available to you as part of this preview is JavaScript libraries. So VS
cool.
is also going to support these multi-device hybrid apps, which essentially work on HTML and JavaScript and run on all the various platforms, Windows, iOS, and Android.
Mm-hmm.
And we've made these libraries and the Connected Service Manager experience available for those app types.
Cool.
We include JavaScript libraries as well as TypeScript type definitions, so
okay.
you can write it in TypeScript
nice.
If you want, right?
Nice,
so
cool.
Yeah, we are really trying to broaden the appeal and make it a lot easier for people to start using these APIs.
That's cool. So you could actually use it if you, for instance, if you had, say, a web application, then, because I know you support MVC apps too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you have a web application, you could actually call the APIs through JavaScript on the client side or use the .NET.
That's a good question.
So what would...
So far... Yeah. We recommend that you use MVC.
Yeah.
If you're using MVC, you really do it on the .NET side.
On the server side.
On the server side. Okay. JavaScript is mostly supported on native device applications.
Okay.
So it's not really a browser scenario just yet. It's meant to run inside a device.
So what if I had like a single page app that I did want to use the JavaScript libraries for?
If you're running it inside the browser, essentially, you're going to run into a cross-domain issue,
okay. And
we don't support that yet.
Okay.
So that's the problem. The services aren't yet ready to support the cross-domain calls. So your single-page app, if it's running inside the browser, it'll get blocked. But if it's running on a device, then you don't have that cross-domain issue.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it would work.
Okay. So just know your client.
Yep.
Cool. So how do we implement what we want to do here?
Yes. So let's go back and... view the code. So here's the different pages we had, the expense report, the main page, and then this was the charge page we had, which was showing the individual charge. And I believe right down at the bottom, there were a bunch of implement me's. There you go. So there's the add to calendar. So let's actually see what it takes to implement this. So step one is let's authenticate. Let's actually get access to the Exchange server. So I'm going to drag and drop here just to make things easier. That's all there is to authenticate.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to refactor the code here, so it's kind of just showing you an example.
Mm-hmm.
You probably want to do that in a separate place so that once you're authenticated, you're done. Once you are authenticated, you create an Exchange client. This is your main client object.
And that's a new type right there?
That's a new type. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And then the next step there is based on that new type. Oh, well, the next step is actually I want to create a new event.
Okay.
Right? Now, earlier you had to define those classes.
Yeah,
the event classes.
That's the part
and all
I
that.
Was like, all right, Mikhail, you're trying to sell me on that one. But,
yep.
All right.
But you know
that's
what?
That's cooler.
We
yeah.
just got it for you. You just create a new event type, it's automatically the calendar event for Office 365. You just put in the stuff you want there.
Great.
You're good to go. And I guess the last thing you do is. Let's go client dot me. So this is the object model. You can full IntelliSense here. Calendar dot events dot add event async and just pass in the calendar event.
Okay.
And I guess it's an async function, so I'm going to put an await there. And that's it. That adds your event.
That's really that's slimmed down. That's actually makes a lot more sense as a .NET developer to me.
Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
Types, so
yep.
Cool.
So let's kind of finish that up. I'm going to, I guess I had that in my toolbox entry too. I don't need that again. That just ensures that I did write it correctly. Oop, wrong button. I guess I have to go.
New keyboard.
Yes, different laptop. Yep, so all I'm doing here is just sharing a message box that once it succeeds, just show a little message box saying it succeeded.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
So I can run it again. It's going to build the whole thing and put it up on my simulator here. That's the expenses app again. Let's go down to charges. Let's pick this one. Let's try and copy the calendar.
Okay,
it's going
so
to ask me to authenticate. Yep, this is the await authenticator function. It's a lot easier to call it now. It's going to ask me for permissions.
Okay.
And then I didn't really have any fancy code here showing progress, but there's the success that it's added there.
So then we could go look at your calendar.
Yep, absolutely. I don't have it open now, but you can trust me, it did add it to the calendar.
Yeah, Mikhail, show me that part. I think it works.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
there's a bunch of other stuff there that I don't want to
share. That's cool. So what types do we get now in this preview. You showed me events, yep. calendar, right? Yep. So Exchange. So what other types of...
So you get calendar, mail, contacts, and all those types.
Okay.
There's... I guess the way I want to talk about it is don't... One of the things people, as they're trying it out, is don't think of this as a completed product.
Okay. it's still in preview.
It's still in preview, okay. And there's this actually is a great opportunity to give us feedback on... we might have done a few things with the calendar, with the event functionality, with doing things at async. There's actually paging support in there, so when you get calendar events, okay. You know, you get page data. There's certain patterns that we've implemented in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great opportunity for people to actually give us feedback on whether those patterns make sense.
Okay.
Like the thing you just said about as a .NET developer, it made sense to you that you would just do an add async with an await.
Right.
Right. So we actually want feedback from people saying, yes, that looks right. That looks like .NET.
I see.
Similarly, we also have the JavaScript components that mm-hmm. are available for the multi-device JavaScript apps. So it's for the JavaScript guys to give us feedback on, yeah, that looks like JavaScript.
Okay.
You want to use a promise pattern there as opposed to doing right. the .NET await async pattern. So right.
Similar pattern. Obviously.
Yes.
Just different syntax,
yep.
honestly.
Yep. So, yeah, so I think the key part is, like, yes, we are in the process of creating these client libraries for pretty much covering all of Office 365 APIs, but this is a good opportunity to start giving us feedback on whether they make sense or not. They're going to keep updating on a quite frequent basis.
Okay.
I think this is like the third
yeah.
update we're going to have in
yeah.
as many months. So
it's been pretty fast.
Yep, it's been like, it's moving pretty
I'm
fast.
I'm going to have to come to town much quicker
yep.
and record more videos.
Yep, so yeah, the extension is going to be on 1.3, I believe. So yeah, we're turning pretty quickly.
Very cool.
So the other thing I
yeah.
do want to talk about is on the .NET side, I talked about JavaScript cross-device,
mm-hmm.
but the .NET assemblies are portable libraries.
Oh, cool.
Which actually means you can use them
on the phone,
in,
too. Right?
Yep,
cool.
you can, and you can also use them with Xamarin.
Oh, sweet,
and
yeah.
we've actually plugged in our extension so that it shows up with the Xamarin projects, too,
oh.
for Android and iOS.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's another exciting. Yep,
absolutely.
yep. That's another exciting collaboration we are really glad to work on. So.
That's really cool. So
yep.
basically, you want people to just get started. So to get
yes.
started first, you need to have an Office 365 developer
yes.
account, right?
Yep.
Okay, so dev.office.com.
Yep.
Basically, get signed
yep.
up. Then install the tools into Visual Studio,
yep.
and then you should be good to go?
Yep,
okay.
pretty much.
Cool. So I'll make sure all those links are available
yep.
for folks.
And then if you want to do the multi-device development, then you can go get those separate tools. Like, you can go get Xamarin, and then these tools will just light up in those
sure.
projects.
Or if you ever already
yep.
have Xamarin, all you really need
just,
is to get Office
yep.
365.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
cool. So you can really enhance your client applications
yep.
with
yep.
Office.
Yep.
That's really awesome, actually.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
And it's really easy now. That was just like four lines of code.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, like, right, it's like the same demonstration, it's the same, you know, same
yep.
end of what Mikhail
yep.
was showing, but I agree, this look, definitely looks a lot better
yep.
to me.
Now, there will be some folks who like to do that, who really
yeah,
want to kind of go down to the wire and talk directly to the REST APIs.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is still a supported way. I'm not saying don't do that.
Right.
But we've
especially
made things
if, like,
easier.
For other, like, you know, obscure client platforms that maybe we don't have a library for.
well, I guess the goal, kind of the
and
larger effort we are actually
yeah.
going after here in DevDiv, is really to make a process in which all the APIs that we have for Microsoft services, first-party Microsoft services,
yeah.
can build out these libraries easily.
Cool.
Right. So these really are thin layers on top of that API.
And that's why you want to release the tools that you're using.
Yep.
Yeah, that would
yep.
make a lot of sense.
Yep.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So once we figure all that out, where we're releasing and all that
yep.
things, we'll let the community
yep.
know.
Absolutely.
So
yep.
while it's in preview, though, we'll keep people informed on where to get feedback and
yep.
where to download the tools.
Yep.
And I'll send all of the links next to this video. So
yep.
cool. So anything else you want to?
Nope. That's pretty much
that's
it. Unfortunately, I can't quite demo the other stuff just yet.
Okay.
There's a few changes we're working on there. So.
So I'll be back.
You should be back, and there'll be more. And yeah, I'm pretty sure there's going to be more updates to it on the cadence that you've seen.
Cool.
So far, so.
Great.
Yep.
So thanks. Well, so we're looking forward to some more blog posts and
yep.
maybe some, you know, samples on how we can really like dig into the, some of the other areas that you are working on. So you guys are doing that on the Office Apps blog, I believe.
So we'll
keep an eye on you.
And you know what's really great about this is because you saw the IntelliSense working, right? You can just go out and explore those APIs.
Right, and that's a lot easier, honestly.
You don't really have to go read the documentation on what that HTTP endpoint was.
Exactly. Or ask Mikhail. Not everybody can. I know you guys are really accessible, and I know you guys have been answering a lot of questions on the tool download itself, too. So, so keep it coming, folks, and thanks so much to Rob for showing this off, and I will check in with you in another month, I guess.
Absolutely.
Sounds good? All right.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, Matt.